From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China has condemned North Korea's latest launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile, joining the criticism by the U.S. and South Korea. Missile was in the air for 40 to 45 minutes, reaching a peak altitude of 3,000 kilometers, traveling some 1,000 kilometers laterally. South Korea's Defense Minister Song Yong-moo. He says North Korea's ballistic missile launch is a serious, provocative act that clearly violates the UN Security Council resolutions multiple times and threatens security and peace on the Korean Peninsula. In particular, he says, even though our government had proposed holding military talks, North Korea went ahead with its missile provocation. That missile splashed down approximately 160 kilometers west of Japan's second largest island, that is, Hokkaido. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe saying the launch was a threat to his country's security. White House is saying that President Trump approves of Congress's new sanctions against Russia, and he intends to sign the bill. The Trump administration has opposed the sanctions aimed at punishing Russia for allegedly interfering in last year's U.S. presidential election. Russia has already responded to the sanctions with new measures targeting U.S. missions in their country. President Trump has named a new chief of staff, Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly, going over the White House. President Trump thanked the current chief of staff, Reince Priebus, for his service to the country. White House charges come following days of friction between Priebus and the newly named White House Communications Director, Anthony Scaramucci. This is VOA News. Against the backdrop of the site where 15 members of the notorious MS-13 gang were arrested for murder last week on New York's Long Island, President Trump has promised to liberate American communities from such gangs. Speaking to a group of law enforcement officers, Mr. Trump called on Congress to approve funds for an additional 10,000 immigration and customs enforcement officers in order to, in his words, root out the criminal cartels.
We cannot accept this violence one day more. Can't do it. And we're not going to do it. Because of you, we're not going to be able to do it. You're not going to allow it to happen. And we're backing you up 100%. Remember that.
President also appeared to support police brutality in his remarks. Suffolk County Police Department said in a statement it has strict restrictions and regulations about how prisoners are treated. Pakistan's Supreme Court has disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office and have ordered him to step down immediately. He accepted the decision and relinquished his office. Ayaz Ghul reporting now for VOA in Islamabad.
It took like a year and a half for the Supreme Court judges to reach to this day when the five-member panel of the judges unanimously declared and found Nawaz Sharif guilty of concealing his overseas assets and wealth and living beyond his means. And there was enough evidence for the court to come up with this judgment, and that is why Nawaz Sharif had no option but to step down.
That is Ayaz Ghul reporting for VOA in Islamabad. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe is already the world's oldest living head of state. 93-year-old said he's fit enough to run for re-election next year and has batted away whispers about who he would choose to follow him when he inevitably retires or dies. But as the increasingly frail leader shuttles back and forth to Singapore for medical treatment, the call for him to name a replacement has grown louder. Turns out his wife, 52-year-old Grace Mugabe, is on the short list. President Trump's daughter, Ivanka, has had a private lunch with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, and the White House says he invited her to follow up on the launch of a fund to help women entrepreneurs access capital. The White House officials are saying that the two discussed areas of common interest, which would be the World Bank's economic facility to advance women's entrepreneurship. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.